Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team, 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company, the Jux. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cakes Auville, and Eric Bickle. And joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline, it's Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. And Kevin, we can give you our reviews of Roadhouse if you want to hear them.
We could do that.
Yeah, and that, honestly, I was talking to Drab about this earlier this week, and this is kind of one of those rare moments where we can actually have a conversation about a movie that we've all seen.
Nice.
Because I'm usually on the show the day the movie opens, and so obviously for the audience out there, your audience already knows you guys hosted a screening for it on the 20th earlier this week, and the movie's now streaming on Prime Video. You guys take it away. I mean, I'll just offer real quick, I thought it was goofy fun. I mean, I think at the end of the day, if you're walking into Roadhouse and you're expecting some serious drama or some like brilliant filmmaking in a way that you might not find that here. This is really just kind of captures the spirit of the original and then kind of puts it in a modern day spin. And I've already talked about a lot of the show, obviously, about how they filmed the UFC stuff and they really filmed it at UFC 285. But I'm curious to hear y'all's thoughts. To me, the
goofy
movie
fun really is, I think goofy fun is right. I gave it a 3. I think Cakes gave it a 3.
I was entertained. I gave it a 4 just because I was entertained. If I had to pay for it, I would have given it a 2.
3 cake batters, and you officially snooze on the Icon Theater in Tyson's Corner. Yeah. You're fully asleep on it.
And a couple of us slept on the post-credit scene with Conor McGregor.
I left the theater.
I liked it because it was entertaining, but I only gave it like a 3.25. But I did think, like, these guys all were making fun of the acting, and believe me, I never thought the acting was great.
The acting was bad. But you're not going to see it for the acting.
Right. Yeah,
you're going to see it for Conor McGregor.
I thought Conor McGregor was hilarious.
He was trying to be funny.
He wasn't the best of actors, but I thought Conor McGregor did very well for what
Conor
he was supposed to do.
I thought Conor did great.
Was funny.
I thought Gyllenhaal was really good.
He was the best out of all of them, but he should be.
Yeah.
I mean, Drab was texting me about how bad the acting was, and I was like, well, first of all, I mean, Gyllenhaal leads the movie. He's fantastic in it. Like, I love the scene when he walks up to that dude who has the gun on him. And he's like, how are you going to fire that when I break your finger?
Yeah, right.
And like, the way that Gyllenhaal delivers that. I mean, I was talking to a buddy of mine last night. Jake Gyllenhaal, and this is going to sound crazy, but stick with me for a second here. He might be one of the most underrated actors working today. Like, and I say that because his filmography is so absolutely ridiculous. Like, I'm talking about like Zodiac, Prisoners, Donnie Darko, Nightcrawler. I know he's famous and everybody knows who he is. I just don't. Sometimes I feel like we forget how good of an actor.
The Day
he is.
After like, Tomorrow.
Did he do Jarhead?
Jarhead. Yep.
Dude, Jarhead's amazing. Also, like, for people who aren't aware, the physical transformation that he makes in this film, like, I was listening to him. There was an interview clip that he did on Stern, I think, earlier this week. It was like on social media somewhere, and he's talking about like how the prep for just one shot of just like if they want to get his abs in a certain way, he has to like stop eating salt for like 2 days, and then like eat sugar on that exact moment, so that when they film it in a 40-minute period, they can get the exact shot they want. Like, I don't think people understand sometimes how much goes into performances like that, and also like the logistics of it all. But I think Connor steals the movie. I really do. Like, it's one of like it, it. I actually wish he just showed up earlier. I don't think he shows up for the first hour or something like that. And so, yeah, I mean, for me, I'm with you guys. I'm around the 3.25 range. I thought it was fun. It's on Prime Video. Also, I don't sleep on the Icon Theater. Well, I kind of do. I've only been there twice. But my favorite experience there, I saw the movie Air, the Michael Jordan film, and I was blown away by that theater. The sound.
By the way, you're nice sleeping theater. on Gyllenhaal's, in my opinion, favorite movie.
What is it?
The Covenant.
It's very good.
You're sleeping on that one.
I'm glad you brought that up. Like, this,
that's an excellent movie, and he was excellent in it.
I would vouch for Prisoners is my favorite.
Prisoners was good.
Jake G.
No,
film.
Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler is probably his best. I think the best movie he's ever been in is Zodiac. I think the best performance of his career.
Silly.
I'm asleep on Zodiac. Fully asleep.
You would
on
love
that.
It. Yeah, love it.
I need to watch.
Wait, Cakes, you haven't seen Zodiac?
That's what I just said. Yes, full blown asleep.
Zodiac is kind of underrated, and I actually think it's David Fincher's best movie. Mm. This is the guy who did Seven and Fight Club and Social Network.
You're kind of selling me on it.
Oh, dude, and I mean, you obviously know who the Zodiac Killer is, but what's interesting about the movie is, I don't know the specific history behind it, but this was somebody who wasn't caught. And so the whole concept of the film of this killer sending in messages to a newspaper, but Gyllenhaal, Ruffalo, Downey Jr., it's just, and I've only seen it once, and I will never, ever see it again. And because there's a scene in that film that deals with a stabbing on a beach that I will never, ever watch ever again, because I can still feel it now that I'm talking about it. It's such a brutal scene. So,
all right, Kevin, let's get to the next movie. Sydney Sweeney is hot these days. I mean, she's hot in general, but she's in a movie, Immaculate, which I guess is a religious horror movie.
Yeah, yeah. So the big movie I want to talk about this week is Late Night with the Devil, so we'll get to that after this. But the Immaculate is this is like an independent film, essentially, in a way that is being distributed through Neon. So she made this movie with a friend of hers named Michael Mohan, and the concept of it is pretty wild. Like, Sydney Sweeney's character basically moves to like the countryside of Italy to join a convent to become a nun, and she becomes pregnant, obviously, without having any sexual intercourse. And so, like, that becomes the whole thing. She doesn't know why she's pregnant. What is she carrying? And so it becomes, and then you start to realize that this place that she's at is somehow, there's some dark secrets that she was meant to be there, and they've lured her in somehow, and she wants to escape. And so I'll tell you this, you know, the older I get, the more brutal horror I kind of try and stay away from, but this movie, you know, it's a tight 88 minutes. The ending is one of the more shocking endings I've seen in cinema in a long time. There's a scream that she lets out at the end of this movie that I think is going to go down as one of the greatest, like, horror screams of all time.
Yeah, but Kevin, I think if she's dressed as a nun, the jugs are covered 90% of the movie, right?
Okay, well, so Cakes is trying to take it there. I'm trying to stay in the movie lane. But
he's just asking the important questions.
Yeah, I'm probing.
I know, but as a critic, that's not something I was paying attention to. I mean, I was trying to watch the movie. No, but she is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, I just watched that comedy she did with Glenn Powell, which really isn't that great, but she has some really funny scenes, and it's called Anyone But You. But yeah, I mean, I think Immaculate is a solid horror film. It's worth seeing for the ending. But the movie I'm about to talk about after this, like, it just pales in comparison.
All right, what's your rating?
For Immaculate, I'm a 4 out of 5. So I'm Roadhouse, I'm probably 3, 3.5, kind of like where you guys are at. Connor kind of upticks it to a 3.5 for me. And then I think Immaculate's a solid 4. It's a solid horror film, really well shot. And again, very independent. So it doesn't really feel like it's trying to cover its bases. It is what it is. It's a movie that's designed just to shock.
Kev. Yeah. Let me ask you, just because mentioning Connor again, is this the kind of opportunity for him where he could be like the next, like I don't know that he can
The
act.
Rock or John Cena?
Yeah, can he be like an action star? Because I don't know that he can act, but man, he was funny.
Yeah,
but that's how The Rock started, or John Cena. Why couldn't Connor?
I don't think Connor is going to go down that path. I think Connor is playing, again, he's acting, but he's playing a heightened version of that type of character. Now, listen, I'm not saying that Connor is that guy, but we've seen Connor come out and fight in real fights, and that guy has a lot of energy and kind of plays into that part. So, no, I don't. I mean, they paid him a lot of money for this movie. Obviously, that you bring someone like that in, but and he gives it a lot of validation. But no, I don't think he's going to follow like the Cena route or the, because I think the last time we had an MMA fighter, I'm trying to think of an MMA, like Gina Carano was an MMA fighter. She became an actor. I don't think Connor's going to go down that path.
So you don't think anybody else will want him in a movie?
I'm sure they will. I just don't think he's going to have like that Cena Rock type of.
Well, I mean, those are absurd career arcs.
Yeah, but, yeah. It's a good question. You never know. I mean, he is the highlight of the movie, I think. Yeah.
I got 3 minutes left to talk Late Night with the Devil.
Guys, let me tell you something right now. When this film ended, I wasn't even crying, but tears were falling down my face. And
nerd
I don't really
tears.
Got it.
Like, nerd no, tears it, are it, back.
Like, actually just shocking horror and physical emotional horror. So for people who aren't aware of this movie, it's called Late Night with the Devil. David Dalmachian is the lead star. Look him up. Right. You have seen him. Look, you'll know this face. He's in Prisoners. He's in Dune. He's in Dark Knight. He's in Oppenheimer. Like, he's one of the best actors working today.
Oh, I remember him in Prisoners.
Yep.
Dude. Yeah. So this movie deals with a guy who's hosting a late night talk show, like Johnny Carson style, and his ratings are terrible. And so he decides to bring a demonically possessed girl onto the show, essentially to have an exorcism on live TV.
Put that in your back pocket.
Live exorcism.
Ratings ever struggle?
Right.
Dude,
somebody who's
so
possessed.
Here's the cool part about it. They present the film in the beginning as like a newscaster who's explaining this story. And then they literally dive you into an hour-long live broadcast, like found footage almost. And so what's cool about it is the film is dealing with horror. So he brings on a lot of these guests who are actually dealing with real horror aspects. So every time they go to a commercial break, they've led up to a moment and you can't wait to see what's going to happen. But the cool part about it is they switch to black and white and take you behind the scenes of the show during the commercial break. So it'll go to break and then you'll follow him backstage and he'll be dealing with whatever just happened on stage. And then you have 2.5 minutes to get back to the live broadcast. And the things that happen in this film, I was so shocked, and he carries this movie so brilliantly. The performance is amazing, but this is one of the best horror films I have seen in years and also one of the best films I've seen in a long time. I'm struggling to find a flaw with it. I was talking to a friend of mine about this. Like, it's a 90-minute movie.
So it's a 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. It's the best movie I've seen so far this year. It is a completely new way to play with the Exorcist genre. And it takes place in the 70s. I think you guys would dig it because the whole talk show host of it thing is really cool. He's playing into that.
Because we remember Johnny Carson.
Oh, but you know the way David described it? Basically, like, if you were to take the Exorcist and put Jerry Springer into that movie, how would this be? And I was like, that's kind of
intrigued.
Right? I mean, and so the cool part about it is the movie knows it's a live broadcast, so you're kind of watching it as if you're watching it live, if that makes sense, the way they shoot it, the way they edit it. So I was profoundly blown away by this film. It's a Shudder original. It's in theaters this weekend, and I hope it does well. I think David Dalmachian is one of the most underrated actors working today. You definitely know his face. Anybody out there listening, you might not know his name, but you know his face. So 5 out of 5 for that boy.
All right, Kevin. So 5 out of 5 for Late Night with the Devil.
Yeah.
4 out of 5 for Immaculate starring Sidney Sweeney. And you said 3 to 3.5 for Roadhouse, which I think by and large we kind of agree with.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, pal.
And so by the way, real quick before I go, I started on your show in, 2005? Mm-hmm. And now, that was 19 years ago. I turned 40 years old today.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday,
Kevin. Happy birthday,
happy
kid.
Happy birthday.
And I'm not saying that to for people to be like, oh, happy birthday. I just wanted to explain, like it's crazy to me that I started on your show 19 years ago. And, like, now.
I mean, I don't want to belabor the point, and I've said this to you 1,000 times, but we literally gave you life.
No, you did, dude. I don't
if it
know what
for
I
us,
would
he, literally, he would be one of the biggest losers.
I mean, I still kind of am, but you know what I mean.
Very successful.
No, but in all honesty, I just want to say thank you guys because I 19 years ago when I walked into that studio, it changed my life, and like I can't imagine like where I'd be right now, and it's just reflecting.
Why don't you buy us a gift? On your birthday.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Eric, that's a great idea. I don't know why.
I'm into cigars. Why don't you give me some cigars now?
Yeah, and I'm also going to get you tickets to the next Dune movie. You're really excited about that one.
Big fan.
He can't wait.
He wants the popcorn bucket.
He does want that popcorn bucket. He's a big fan. He would like that.
All right, Kevin, happy birthday, bro.
Happy birthday, man.
And maybe stop by sometime. I don't know the last time I saw you. You should have come out to the screening.
I couldn't. It was in the middle of the day, but I miss you guys and love you guys, too. But seriously, thank you guys for everything you've done.
Why don't you tell them you want to do a hit, do your hits from our place at some point?
Yeah, our next screening, he does a hit from it.
What? You know what, Eric? Let's do that. I know we got to go, and we'll discuss this off the air, but maybe we'll figure out a way where I come to your studio to do my 7 o'clock hit, and then I just go to work afterwards.
Yeah, let's do that.
At 7:20, we'll book a demon right after you.
Bring Dave. Is Dave still there, or do you retire?
I'm excited for an exorcism demon.
Hey, did that camera guy Dave retire, or is he still there?
Dave Rizak, he's the man. Yeah, he's still there.
All right, you bring Dave, and let's do this.
All right, we'll work it out. I love you guys.
All right,
love
buddy.
You too.
Thank you,
all
Kevin.
Right, talk to you soon. Happy birthday. Happy 4-0.
Kevin McCarthy.
Literally gave that guy life.
From Fox 5.
I wanted to get his tournament take. Because remember, he's into sports.
You know Jason's like, I'm good without
you call
that.
Call him on your time.
Yeah, call him after the show.
I don't think people understand. This is a guy who I think he's got under control. Riddled with OCD. So much acne. Ugly. Nothing going for him.
He was 21 at the time.
Yeah. Just terrible skin, like Adam's
not
skin.
Not an ounce of muscle.
Honestly, we gave Adam life, too.
You guys hosting a show in Richmond.
I know. Are we seriously? We're the star makers.
Cake batter.
We're
Kingmaker.
Kingmaker.
McCarthy looks like the guy on the Today Show on the weekends. You ever see that guy?
No.
I don't watch it.
I don't watch the Today Show today. Well, certainly not on the weekends.
What's the Today?
I don't know the guy's name. I'd have to look him up. But I think he looks a lot like him.
Kevin is really, really good at what he does, though. I may break his balls, but he's really good at what he does.
Coming up next. A prominent NFL insider says who the Commanders are leaning to take at number 2.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up at 8:45, we'll give you a chance to win 2 tickets to Jeff Lynne's ELO, the Over and Out Tour. We also have tickets to go see Chris Brown at Capital One Arena. That's coming up at 8:45. But wanted to talk about some reports from Albert Breer. He was on TV yesterday, and he said what he's hearing... more and more is that the Commanders will select Jaden Daniels
some
at
leaks.
Number 2.
Some leaks.
Who's he hearing it from?
Yeah.
He didn't say. He's got sources, but this is not.
Is he just reading Mel Kiper's draft board?
I don't think so. This is not some wackadoo. Albert Breer is usually plugged in, and I don't think he makes things up. It could be wrong. Could be a smokescreen.
Wasn't he also Ron's personal mouthpiece?
Like a lot of people said that.
He was Ron's guy, or Ron was his guy, vice versa.
Yeah, maybe he's getting it from Ron.
I mean, he's being vague when he says he's asking around, but I guarantee he's talking to some people.
And it's not a stretch. Probably, I would say, 50%, maybe even more of the mock drafts have the Commanders taking Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, probably.
The other 50%, Drake May. So
this is pretty telling on BetMGM right now.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels is -175 to be the second overall pick.
And that's probably, those odds have changed over the last couple of
weeks. Drake May's at +140.
Yeah.
And the rest are super long shots. Marvin Harrison Jr. and Caleb are both at +2,000.
Let's see what FanDuel has.
JJ McCarthy at +2,500. Joe Alt, thankfully, at +15,000.
And it makes more sense now because of the Mariota signing to me.
People disputed that right away.
I know, but just he can be really good at kind of helping Daniels in practice at how to, you know, what he's looking for in that whole RPO and the dual threat ability. I don't know. It just makes more sense to me. But I don't know. Could be totally wrong.
That's what some people speculated.
But Mel Kiper's mock draft 3.0 has them selecting Jaden Daniels. Matt Miller, who's a scout for ESPN.com, says, look, people have been connecting the dots. Says Cliff Kingsbury is the offensive coordinator and has a history with quarterbacks. He was Patrick Mahomes' head coach. We know this at Texas Tech before moving to the NFL and selecting Kyler Murray with the Arizona Cardinals. Two different types of prospects coming out of college, but Matt Miller believes Daniels is a mixture of the two. He says, I think Jaden Daniels is a little bit of a combination of those two in terms of what you're getting as a prospect coming out of college, not who he's going to be. Some of that ability is going to fit great in this scheme.
Look, he'd be the most exciting. That guy will juice this fan base more than anybody that's possible for you to draft. Maybe, I actually wonder if they selected Marvin Harrison Jr., if the fan base wouldn't go crazy. They probably would. But I think he'll have more of an impact, obviously, being quarterback.
He adds on that he believes the rushing will be more of what Washington needs. He says the downfield passing ability with Jahan Dotson, Terry McLaurin, is exactly what Jaden Daniels needs from an offensive coordinator. 22 touchdowns, 0 picks on passes over 20 yards this year.
Mm-hmm.
Over 1,200 yards rushing in the SEC the last 2 years. He does not turn the ball over, so from a scheme fit, it is perfect for Washington.
It seems like the big question mark with Daniels is not the deep ball. It's the short and intermediate and more specifically over the middle type of passes
Those are the tougher throws.
Right. So if you feel like you've got the downfield passing down, we know he's got the rushing component, and you can work on the short and intermediate, I like the floor of a guy who can rush for probably 10 touchdowns if he stays healthy as a rookie.
Yeah.
That's as a rookie definitely, quarterback.
You're the other concern to the dual threat
always.
Guys.
It's my thing.
The other concern is something we were talking about yesterday, which was that pressure to sack percentage being pretty high that our pal Zach Kruger sent us. And his frame. That's the other thing. I mean, do you want to roll the dice at a guy who takes these big hits? Can you teach it out of him? Maybe. But he's been taking big hits.
Maybe he gains 10 or 12 pounds.
Yeah, but that'll he can't help. Change his frame.
No, you're right.
He's got that narrow, you know, he probably got like a 4-inch drop. That's silly.
But maybe
that narrow frame.
Maybe he's learning, or he's going to have to avoid hits. In the pocket getting sacked, it's one thing. But when you're out there running, trying to gain 15 yards, all right.
I mean,
get your ass on the ground.
He's got by far the worst on this list of the last, you know, 5 or 6 years or so of guys in college, their pressure to sack. I mean, it's 24.49. I mean, that's a quarter of the time he's pressured, he's sacked. Versus a guy like Penix, it's like 5% is what? Like 1 in 20? Like one is, I mean, you know, it's just
Penix
totally
gets rid
different.
Of the ball. I do think, I've said it all along, I think Jaden Daniels will have the more immediate impact. He's played a lot more college football than Drake May. He was in the toughest conference. He obviously takes care of the ball. If you look at the touchdown to interception ratio, he'll be able to run. But I saw this really detailed analysis. There's a million of these guys who look at film. So it's one of these guys that looked at film. And his claim was he looked at 7 games of Caleb Williams, 7 games of Drake May and 7 games of Jaden Daniels. And he looked at every throw, every situation, and his knock on Jaden really was the pocket presence and kind of this, like what we're talking about, the shorter gimme throws. And his praise of Drake May was, and he did say that Drake May has a lot of things that he maybe has to polish, but he said even more than Caleb Williams, he charted more elite throws from Drake May than the other two. Now, he ranked them. This one donk ranked them Caleb 1, Drake May 2, Jaden 3.
How does how does he define elite?
Everybody's got their own stat, right?
I think PFF it was just like deep balls or tight window throws.
PFF has big time throws.
Yeah.
Similar stat.
But he
But he still had Caleb number 1. I've been saying this for weeks. Eye the beholder.
Well, and also what's available.
I mean, well, but I'm, in terms of just those two guys.
Yeah. And it's also like Peters may look at May and say he's going to be better 3 or 4 years down the line. But Dan Quinn may be in his ear saying,
yeah, this guy can help
I'd like a guy who's going to step in from day one and be a starter in 2024, not a guy who I can rely on mid-2025 May.
I would assume, barring injury, they'll all improve and get better, right?
You would hope. The other thing is Kingsbury. How big of a voice does he have, and what quarterback does he truly prefer?
He likes mobility. I know
which
that.
Which one is the better fit? What Matt Miller is saying is Jaden Daniels is the perfect fit for the Commanders offense. What we've heard from Dan Quinn and then Kingsbury is, at least my interpretation is, they want more explosive plays, like more big plays. Not necessarily just nickel and diming you down the field. And maybe Jaden Daniels, when you look at those stats of over 20, again, passes over 20 yards this year, 22 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Maybe that's what they want, that home run potential.
Yeah.
The only thing that concerns me about Kingsbury, he definitely knows offense, but, and I know this for a fact, when he was the head coach at Arizona, when he had quarterback meetings, they were very short.
Yes, with the quickness.
They weren't hour and a half, 2 hour meetings.
Yeah,
they were
very efficient.
They were 15, 20 minutes, bada bing, bada boom, and out.
That doesn't mean he's stupid, though.
I'm not saying he's stupid.
Yeah.
I just hope that changes.
The concerning thing for me about the Jaden Daniels long ball proficiency is he's throwing the ball to two guys who are probably going to be picked in the top 20 of this draft. And if he comes here, he's got good talent to work with in McLaurin and Dotson, and maybe they add another wide out. But that would concern me that he's throwing to Neighbors and Brian Thomas Jr., and those guys are super freaks who could just get behind defenses. He throws the ball up. They run underneath it. It worked. Is that skill set going to translate into the next level? Probably will, but I'd have some questions there.
I also believe this could be a smokescreen.
Right.
Nobody really knows what Adam Peters is thinking. Now, maybe Albert Breer has somebody on the inside that has heard something, but they haven't done the pro days yet. There's still a lot of time.
Can we find a mole inside the Commander's building that's going to give us some skinny? Can somebody develop a source or a mole?
We don't have any.
Inside this park.
They'll kick my ass
out. Last time I checked.
I come to the front door. They're asking me to leave ASAP.
800-636-1067. You want to call us in the MGM National Harbor listener lines. What do you make of these reports? Albert Breer says Commanders are leaning towards Jaden Daniels. Matt Miller tells you he's the perfect fit for the Commanders. I do think most of our fan base prefer Daniels over May.
Yep.
Oh, they'll be so fired up.
I think it's
up.
Overwhelming.
It'll be so exciting. Like, I think
based
even
on the calls we've taken over the last 3 weeks, month, it's overwhelming. I think it's Daniel.
I mean, don't you think the games are kind of like must watch with him?
I just hope that they hit this. They got to hit this one.
I have no idea if he's going to hit, though.
I know
he'll be butt excited.
I mean, if we could predict the future, we'd be billionaires. But they've got to be able to hit this one.
All right, let's go to Ron in Poolsville. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Are you buying what Ian Rappaport is selling?
It's Breer.
Oh, it's Albert Breer. I'm sorry. That they're leaning Jaden Daniels. If we were able to sneak in to Adam Peters' office, and he had his big board behind him, like Charlie Casserly did back in the day, would Jaden Daniels be at the top of their list? Let's go to Ron, Poolsville. Ron, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Haven't talked to you in a while. Sure glad to do it.
Thanks, man.
If I was a GM of the Commanders, the thing that would set Jaden Daniels apart for me is the fact that he can make plays off schedule. And if you look around the NFL, you see guys, you know who they are, that can all run when the pocket breaks down. And our pocket is going to break down quite a bit next year and the year after until they shore up this offensive line. And I don't think they're going to be able to do it through free agency, which means you're going to have some rookies in some pretty key positions along that offensive line. And I just think that would make – you don't want to bring a guy in here with all this potential and then have him get hurt a la RG3 because he doesn't know how to slide. So they got to teach him how to do that. But the fact is he can get you a first down on 3rd-and-7, which they're going to be in a lot.
Well, you can also take it to the house anytime.
That's right. That's right. And so that would set him apart. I think you can with Kingsbury, you can coach that short to medium game, but he's got the skills and he will put on weight. He will. So that wouldn't be a factor.
He will, but man, you should see him in his uniform, like with the shoulder pads and everything. He just looks like a little kid.
I understand.
Slight of frame.
Yeah.
I watched,
pal. I watched Chase Daniels, right? Chase Daniels is the one who's putting out film reports. Mm-hmm. But Chase Daniels' film breakdown of Drake May, and he seemed to love him.
Mm.
Although he knocked a couple of decisions and throws, but again, it's like, and I've said this now for weeks, it's like the people that prefer May, they're projecting it out versus Daniels. It's like the production that he had in college.
Yeah, but I kind of, like we've said
do you
before.
Roll
but
the
you
dice,
can look at every quarterback in college dice, and say, all right, well, I know. That's a bad throw.
Do you roll the dice, though, on somebody that you think could be better? He may never get better.
I actually don't see how Drake May's ceiling could be higher than Jaden Daniels' ceiling. I think Jaden Daniels.
They just think he can
just
make.
Just because of the
I
running?
Think the processing. Yeah. They think he's a better processor of going through it, and they look at – Chase Daniels brought up the fact that his offensive line, he was constantly under pressure, and his receivers didn't have separation. So they're trying to – it's hard to have a level playing field, but they're basically saying that he would be better, all things being equal.
Look, he may end up being better, but I feel like both of them – if you put them both together, Jaden Daniels' ceiling is higher because I think they could both be great passers, and then he's got elite running ability that Drake May can run, but not like that. So
yeah, but if
think
it's just tools, but if it's just tools, then Joe Milton would be number one. You know what I mean?
No, but he's just talking about the explosiveness of
the explosiveness of Daniels. Just makes him high, he's got a higher end. He's got a higher
I think
top
it tilts,
end.
Tilts it in his favor.
Yeah. I mean, even if Drake May's a better passer.
You don't need to be the best athlete. Patrick Mahomes isn't the best athlete.
I'm not saying you do. But Pat Holmes
is
very
he's,
elusive.
He's athletic enough where when things break down, and we've seen it 1,000 times.
He does it all the time.
He's very effective at picking up
Drake
first
May
downs.
Is not a bad athlete or an average athlete.
No. He's a great athlete. I've seen him leap over guys.
Take a look at him against Virginia Tech in his first year starting. He leaps over two defenders against Tech.
Yeah. Right, got to take a break.
I mean, that's to.
If you look at the still photos of that, it's absurd.
No, he's way up there.
Yeah.
800-636-1067.
Now,
come
he can't
back.
Run a 4-3. But he's
don't
an athlete.
Have to. Neither can Pat Mahomes.
We'll come back, take your calls next here on The Junkie.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Got another month to go to the NFL draft, so we'll probably be hearing more and more about what the Commanders may or may not be doing.
May, M-A-Y or M-A-Y-E? I like what you did there.
At the top of the draft.
Yeah.
And yesterday, Albert Breer says he believes the Commanders are leaning towards Jaden Daniels. That's what he's hearing. Let's go to the phones.
Who's he hearing it from?
He's got sources.
All right. They seem he's pretty tight-lipped. I don't think he just makes stuff up. I don't think he makes stuff up.
I think this is the most plugged-in, I guess, analysis that we have from someone.
Breer versus just some dude's mock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, when he says...
I think this is the most credible prediction from someone in the industry.
When he says, the more I've started to ask around, mm-hmm. I mean, it's very vague, but... Mm-hmm. I think that means he's talking to somebody within the
organization. Or maybe he's talking to other scouts and they know their scouts.
Possibly, or maybe he knows somebody that works for the Commanders. Maybe he's got a well-placed source. All right.
Well, they're supposedly notoriously tight-lipped.
All these
guys have
sources.
All right. All right. Let's go to Paul in D.C. Paul, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm going with Jaden Daniels, and I'm going to tell you why.
All right.
I look at a lot of college football, and Drake, I'm a big Hurricanes fan, Miami Hurricanes fan,
right, which
is in the ACC, and I've seen Drake May not very impressive. The ACC is a far less competitive conference than the SEC.
Right.
And what he did down at LSU, he was going up against top-rate defensive lines every week, okay? And for him to put up the stats that he put up in terms of running and passing, even the deep pass, if you say, I heard one of the gentlemen say, well, he's not going to have that talent that he had at LSU. Bull crap, he's going to have NFL talent. And Terry McLaurin is a 1,000-yard receiver for the last 4 years. So, I mean, he's
going to the guys aren't going to be as open is the point.
No,
the players will be better, but the windows will be tighter.
The windows will be tighter, and guess what? He'll thread that needle because at the end of the day, I mean, he's an NFL quarterback player. You know, and he's, you know, you're going to have a running back there and Brian Robinson to help him with the offense and setting up those plays. So,
also,
and
I think,
well, you're forgetting about Eckler.
Yeah, Eckler.
Yeah, Eckler too. And then one last point, and I'm going to let you go. Just like the gentleman said, our offensive line is going to need time to gel. And so he's going to be able to make those off-schedule plays. And when he break them, he's going to be breaking them like RG3 broke.
Yeah, I'm watching. I mean? Somebody sent me the clip of him against Florida. It's eerily reminiscent of RG3 against Minnesota.
I think that was his best game.
Sprinkling some.
I mean, he had a lot of great games, but I think that might have been his best game.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
Michael Penix is a better quarterback than Drake May. Check that out. Watch what I'm telling you. Him and Bo Nix went up against better competition, too.
Yeah.
So
I like Penix, too.
Yeah.
I got May 5 on my board. I'm not like Lurch. Lurch got him number 1.
I've got May 2.
Well,
And it's not crazy. Like, he brings up Joel Klatt all the time.
Thank you, Paul.
Klatt likes May over Daniels. Hasselbeck says he's like the best guy since Andrew Luck. And he covered the ACC. Yeah, now, just kind of on our show, Merrill Hodge, it went viral. Like, ESPN used the clip. He thinks he's a bum, basically.
He thinks he's garbage.
I don't think he said that. But look, I just like him. The guy who just called likes Daniels.
Mm-hmm. We know you're a May guy. He
made a good case for Daniels, though, about talking about competition and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, you can also look at how your team is built. You know, does Daniels have better help each Saturday going against, you know, Florida and Bama and teams like that than Drake May did? Drake May's best receiver wasn't even there till halfway through the season. And he'll be a pro, by the way.
But he's not as good as the two that Jaden Daniels had.
Correct. He's not going to be a first-round pick.
All right, let's go to George Hampton. George, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
This is Tottenham, George. I gave a horrible pick last week. So, I mean, they lost 3-0. But, look, I'm with you guys on this Daniels thing. The reason I think that is we dumped Howell. If we're dumping Howell, we're eyeballing a quarterback for sure. But you guys just took the wind out of my sails when you're talking about Penix. Dude, Penix was all beat up in the championship game. His running back was all beat up. I watched him all year, and that was the guy I made my money on with Washington. And I'm telling you, I think we'd go after Marvin Harrison first and try and swoop back around and get Penix if we could.
Well, it's not happening.
That's not going to happen, my friend.
If it did, though, I would be sized.
All right. Well,
because you
have like four scenarios you'd be sized for.
That'd be quite a pivot from Peters if he just stays at two.
Because you'd be sized for
Jaden. My number one is Jaden. Jaden will excite this fan base unlike anything since RG3. My number two, maybe Penix. And then, like, if you did a Penix, Marvin Harrison Jr. combo, are you kidding?
But you said you like JJ too.
JJ, I think, is going to be good.
Well, let me just say this.
I do believe JJ McCarthy is going to be
the only
be
guys
a good
you were out on are Caleb Williams and Drake May.
Caleb is whatever to me.
The fans would hate the Penix draft.
Probably wouldn't be big
not
fans.
They would not if they packaged it with.
They would not be fans.
I don't think so. Not if they packaged it with Marvin Harrison Jr. In other words, you're doing Penix because you can get 2-for-1.
I mean,
I'm not saying Penix at two.
You might be able to get 2-for-1, but I don't. It still revolves around the quarterback, and fans would not be excited for Michael Penix.
Here's what I would be excited for.
I think Penix is going
to
be good.
Jaden Daniels at two, and then Brian Thomas Jr. slips to like 20 or 22,
and Adam Peters
trades back into the late first round.
Get his receiver.
So then you add both of those guys from LSU to your offense.
All right, let's go quickly and get these last couple. I know we got John coming up. You want a break? All right. Valdez is overruling me. I'm allowed to overrule me.
Why are we breaking so
I don't know. He just
It's 54.
I know, but we always go to 55 or 56.
No, because if you take a call, it'll go to 55, and then you're going to comment after the call, and then we'll break at 57. And then we won't get back till 8:03, and then that will send you to 8:23, and then you'll miss the quarter hour, and you won't get credit for your show.
It's all right. You know what? I'll sleep okay tonight.
Hey, Fridays with Feinstein next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.